We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the two dots on top of Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah said that if someone carries out a sechai b'mita potaf alamita, because the Mishnah is telling us that if someone carries a live person, he's not chai faitza. And we said in the Mishnah that the bed is bottle to the chai; it's worth nothing compared to the chai, and therefore you're not chai on the mita either. Since you're not chayiv on the live person, you're not chayiv on his bed either, because the bed is bottled to the live person. So the Mishnah is mavoyer that a live person, carrying a live person, is not chayiv itzah. So maybe you'll say our Mishnah is Rav Nosson, loy Rabbanon. Is our Mishnah a das yichida, it's a das yachid, it's Rav Nosson, not Rabbanon, in Thailand and Abraisa. Hamoitzi behemah chayiv oif l'shisharavim. Someone carries out a behemah, an animal, lo chaya, wild animal, if or a bird, lo shisharabim, bein chayim, say if they're alive, bein shchutim, say if they're not alive, chay. That's the Tanakam, it's Rabbanon. Rav Nosson Eimer, al shchutim chayiv, val hachayin potter. Rav Nosson says, on shchutim, yichayiv, you carry a shechted behemah, yichayiv, but on a live behemah, you potter. Why? Shachayin oise esatzmai. Because a chay carries himself, so you're not chayiv in hoy tza'ah. That's what Rav Nosson says. So it sounds like Rav Mishnah says that if you take a live person outside, you are not chayiv. It sounds like we're going according to Man Yoma that chayin is asme, which is who? Which is Rav Nosson, not the Rabbanon. Amar Rava, I feel tame Rabbanon. It's maybe even the Rabbanon. Rav Mishnah could be going even according to the Rabbanon. Ad kan lepli Rabbanon lead Rav Nosson el behem chayiv oif the mishaverti nafshayu. Rabbanon agree to the etzem yisoid, to the idea of chayinai says asma. But the Rabbanon just hold that the behema chayiv oif, they don't lighten themselves. They push themselves down when you're carrying them. They want to run away, so that they're not letting themselves be carried. So therefore, there's no heta of chayinai says asma. Ava odom chayinai says asma, I feel Rabbanon moide. But Rabbanon moide, even by a person that chayinai says asma. That means our Mishnah said that if you carry a chai, not chai faitzah. So we said, oh, it must be going to Rav Nosson, who says that if you carry a live animal, you're potter. So it sounds like Rav Nosson. Well, no, even the Rabbanon agree. Rabbanon only argue by animals, but by a person where he lets himself be held, so there they agree to chai nois es atzmai. They only argue by the animals, that according to Rabbanon, since they push themselves down, they're not letting himself be carried, so there's no het of chai nois es atzmai. Mashiach, Rav Nosson knows even there, there's a het of chai nois es atzmai. So let's just stop a second. What exactly is the heter of chai noises atzmai? So, if you look at the Tosfos, the second Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos has the kasha. It says Tamer Lari Lama Potter. Why are you potter when a chai when you carry a live person? The imishum shechai make atzmai. If it's because the guy makes himself light, what's the difference? If you carry something light outside, you carry a loaf of bread, you chai faitzo. So even though it's light, what's the difference if it's light? Even lighter loads you are chayiv for. So he says, no, maybe pshat is shnayim sha'asu. Because here, you know, I'm carrying the person and he's carrying himself also. So maybe shnayim sha'asu. He says, no, it's not good either. Because we have before in yesterday's Gemara that ze yachov, ze in yachom. If one person can carry load himself, the other person cannot, and he's just helping out, it's then the ze yachov is chayiv. Because mesayyeya in bay mamish. So here also, the guy who's the chai nois es atzmai, the person helping himself be carried, is only a mesiyeya, a mesiyeya in b'mamish. So what's pshat? Chai nois es atzmai is potter. So the Tosfos' answer is because it's not doyma to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, all the animals that came, they came by themselves, they walked there, then the techoshim, the elim, they came, they walked themselves to the Mishkan, and they weren't carried. So therefore, it wasn't normal to carry animals, and therefore, there's part of chayin is atzmai. That's what Tosfos says. So all the Tosfos are rosh already, and even and the Rishonim and the Achronim will ask in Tosfos, what do you mean? It has to be exactly like what they did in the Mishkan. Let's say here they carry a computer. You're going to tell me, oh, they don't have computers in the Mishkan, so you're not chayin for it. So why is it exactly the same? So the Achronim answer, Pshat and Tosfos like this, that there's a difference between carrying a chai and not carrying a chai, because a chai helps itself be carried. That alone is not enough reason to be potter. But that is a machalik to say, since it's not doyma to the Mishkan, you're going to be potter. It's different, Lamaisa, and it's not doyma to the Mishkan, and therefore you're potter. But Kaponim were coming out, and Fides Mandiyama here, what we're explaining over here, Rav is explaining that everyone agrees to Chai Noises Atzmai, is potter. Evan agri chayinai says asmai is potter. The question is by behemah, that's by Adam. The question is by behemah oif. According to Rabbanon, since they're trying to get away, so they're not letting themselves be carried so much, so therefore you are chay. Therefore you are chayiv. But according to Rav Nosson, even there they call the chayinai says asmai and your potter. So the Gemara Amalei Rav Ada Bahavel Rava. So now Rava's mechayish to us that even Rabbanon agree that a person, if you carry a person, it's not a malach, it's not a malach of the raisa because chay no says atzma. So Amalei Rav Ada Bahavel Rava. How did Tanai learn to the Mishnah? Learn to the Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim. The halacha is you're not allowed to sell a behemah gasa to a goy any time of the week. Why not? Because you might come then to lend or rent a behemah gasa to a goy, even on Shabbos, and the din of shvisas behemtoy, that your behemah can't do malacha on Shabbos. So it's good, you're going to rent out your behemah to a goy on Shabbos, and they're going to use your behemah for work, and the problem of shvisas behemtoy. Therefore, they made at the corner, you can't even sell it to him, because we don't have any shaykhs giving behemah gasa to a goy. Agav, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridei, Kufr and Aleph Sivdalad, that these days, it's not negay, this halacha anymore, for whatever reason, look over there. But like upon him, it says in the Mishnah, "Vemiseira matir besus." Vemiseira says, "You know, you're not allowed to sell a cow because you might land up renting it to a guy on Shabbos and I'll work with it on Shabbos. But a sus, you could rent it to a guy. You could sell it to a guy the whole weekend. You could sell it to a guy because you're not worried about the chash of renting it to a guy on Shabbos." But Tanya, "Vemiseira matir besus." The reason is because a normal malacha don't want sus is something not chayav machatas. That's pshat of Vemiseira. What's the Pshat of Emissary? Because what do you use a horse for? For riding it. Now, a behemah is not allowed to malacha on Shabbos. When the behemah is carrying the person riding it, is that a malacha? So, Rav Emissary is saying no. You know why? Because Chayinai says Atzma. Bom Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan says that Bembeseira and Rav Nosson Omer Dava Echa. That Bembeseira and Rav Nosson say the same thing. Just like Rav Nosson says Chayinai says Atzma is Potter. Bembeseira also saying Chayinai says Atzma is Potter, and therefore you're allowed to sell a horse to a guy. The Amis Leplig Rabbanon Le Rav Nosson. If you say that even the Rabbanon agree that by a person is Chayinai says Atzma, so then everyone agrees to Bembeseira, even the Rabbanon. The Amis Leplig Rabbanon Le Rav Nosson El Behem Chayiv Ayvushin Meshav Rav Shayu Marir Ye Bembeseira Rav Nosson. Why saying Dafka? Rav Nosson is like Bembeseira. The Amis Afri Rabbanon Moida. You said even the Rabbanon Moida. That's what you just said. Even Rabbanon Moida that by a person that's being carried is Chayinai says Atzma. So therefore, even the Rabbanon would agree you're allowed to sell a sus to a guy because it never come to Issa Deraisa because a sus is usually carrying people. Zok to Gemara. So what's the tarets? Ki Yom Rabbi Yechanah, Masus Ham Yuchud La'ifas. There is a case, it's Mashma from Babseri, let us sell all horses to a guy. Now there's a type of horse that they used to use for when they went hunting. They used to put like a live bird on the horse that used to attract more birds. So now, according to the Rabbanon, the horse is doing malacha. So hey, this is a malacha deraisa because here there's no chayinai says atzma on birds. So here, the sus ham yuchud loifais is the problem. You shouldn't be able to sell a sus. And Taisa says the fi Rabbanon they would hold. You can't sell any sus otu. This sus ham yuchud loifais. So therefore, Ben Seiru says it's mutter to sell the horses. Must be holds that even when an oif goes on, even when a bird is, even as made for birds, still it's not chayiv deraisa because chay nois says asmai. Who is that going according to? That has to be going according to Rav Nosson. Holds that even by behemis chayiv soifos, you say chay nois says asmai. Let's read inside. Kiyom Rav Yechim sus miyuchid loifos. He's talking about sus ham yuchid loifos, and therefore that's the case. That and it's not even that case, so therefore it must be holds like Rav Nosson. In Ika the Beivaiden, there's this case of Beivaiden, like we just spoke out, that the Beivaiden were people who hunted horses, hunted different birds, and they used it. They used to put a bird on it in order to attract other birds, and therefore to help them capture other birds. And that's the chiddush that's even mutter also, this type of sus is mutter to sell, because we say chayinai says atzma, even an oifis, and who is that according to? That's according to Rav Nosson. Sagt der Mann, Rabbi Yechanan, und Moide Rav Nosson bekoffes. Rav Yechanan comes and says, we've more now. The Rav Nosson is Moide, Rav Nosson holds a Saya person, a Saya oif. If they say Chayin Oif, it's Atzmoy. It's only if it's not tied up. But if it's tied up, even Rav Nosson will agree that you do not say Chay Noisei Es Atzmai. That means, what's the reason? So from Rashi it's Mashma, because they're tied up, that even Rav Nosson agrees that they're not letting themselves be held at all. They're tied up and they're pushing down also. They don't want to be held at all. And therefore, even Rav Nosson agrees, no Chay Noisei Es Atzmai. Agav, it's Vuyah and Toisvis also, that let's say even if you're a Rabbanon a hold that a Adam is Chay Noisei Es Atzmai, if it's a little baby, a little child, also, it's the same thing as kafus, and there won't be a din of chai noses atzmai on a baby. The only chai noses atzmai is only someone who can walk, someone can hold himself. For someone who's a tiny baby, there's no din of chai noses atzmai. Hakapadim, so Rabbi Yechon says that Rav Nosson, even Rav Nosson says chai va'oif and behemoth, so all chai noses atzmai is only if they're not tied. If they're tied, you don't say that. Only about, and the case before that we said that by tzai de oifis, the sus was mutter. The oif was not tied. The oif was sitting, they put the oif on top of the horse, not tied. Like Rashi speaks out. So Amalev Adaba Maslabaya, Adaba says Tabaya, if that's true, Rabbi Yechon says that, Nosses Moid Vakafos, Vahani Parsoi, they command the Kvisidami. There's a certain nation called the Parsoim, and they were very large. And he used to wrap himself with these heavy begodim, and he used to sit on the horse, and the horse moved them, and they were like a lump, they were like a clump of a sack of potatoes, that's what they were. And they didn't move, and they're like kafus dami. And they rode horses, and still, Ben Beseira says that's mutter to sell a horse, mashma, to all umois, to all goyim, allowed to sell a horse. Aye, they're going to use it for riding, and the Parsim, when they ride it, they're like a sack of potatoes, no chaynes, but they're like kafus. It says B'Maseir has to come to Chayin Eses Atzmai, and L'Chayra over there it's like Kafas. He's not Chayin Eses Atzmai, and his Mashik sell to any God. And the Gemara no Hasam those Parsim Ramos Rucha, they can walk. They're Chayin Eses Atzmai. Just they're very big Balagaiva Ramos Rucha. They're haughty, who the knuckle who. They don't walk because it doesn't pass them to walk. They sit on the horse. What's the raya? The who pardashka the rosach malka allow. There was a certain Parsi who the melech got angry at him and they were chasing him. But raw tlosa Parsi bikari. He ran 3 parsa, which is a huge amount, a few miles, by foot. They knew how to walk very good. When it came time to walk, they knew how to walk very very well. They knew how to walk. So therefore, don't tell me he's a kafus. He knows how to walk. He's just there. He's there. He's a balgaiva, and therefore he doesn't walk. So Amaisa, upon him, we're still sticking with the pshat that Rab Nosson is moida be kafus.